Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jake.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
When you add it all up, the place to take your car for service is C-Square Performance Automotive. Here's Chris Bowers, a certified mechanic at C-Square.
We do it all. Oil changes, brakes, alignments, engines, and transmissions. With all the top brands of tires and the skilled professionals you know and trust.
If it involves your vehicle, C-Square Performance Automotive on Madison Avenue in Montgomery has the equipment and personnel to get you back on the road fast. Plus, all work at C-Square has a 2-year, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty and no credit check financing. To make it easy, C-Square Performance Automotive will pick up, service your vehicle, and return it to you in the downtown area. If you're a state employee or work anywhere in the downtown area, let C-Square save you time with their pickup and delivery service. Right now, C-Square has immediate openings for certified mechanics to work Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Excellent pay and paid vacation. Stop in and fill out an application as there are a limited number of openings. C-Square Performance Automotive. You will trust us, and your car will love us. 715 Madison Avenue.
Congratulations to Clark's RV Center, serving Central Alabama for over 10 years. You know, Clark's RV Center is a travel trailer and fifth wheel dealership in Millbrook, located right there on the Alabama River Parkway. Their showroom is stocked with the newest Coachman, Dutchman, and Forest River units. And Clark's has beautiful new and pre-loved units to sell. And they are social distancing as well. Hey, don't be the person that should have when you could have. Open Monday through Saturday for all your RV supplies.
I've spent more time at home lately, and I've noticed some things. The ceiling fan in my bedroom is ugly and loud. My gutters need cleaning. I have a loose fence post. My kitchen faucet's leaking. My dryer lint thingy needs a deep cleaning, and the wood trim on my house is clearly rotted. None of which I wish to fix myself. I called Mr. Handyman, 334-219-8599. Mr. Handyman can help with all my home improvement projects. On time. Done right. Mr. Handyman, 334-219-8599.
You like your burger medium well, your peanut butter crunchy, and your mattress firm. It's the little things that make you, you. And you deserve a Medicare plan that fits your unique needs. That's why United Healthcare is offering more plan options than ever, so you can find just the right plan for you. Call 1-800-362-8715. That's 1-800-362-8715 to get Medicare with more. Remember, Medicare annual enrollment ends December 7th.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
It's October 12th, the greatest day ever. On the 12th of October, 1901, President Teddy Roosevelt renames the Executive Mansion the White House. It would be called the White House until 2017, when President Trump gave it the name...
A total dump. I'm going to Mar-a-Lago.
Have a great October 12th, the greatest day ever.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 7.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump gets back on the road with a campaign rally in Sanford, Florida this evening. He says about his coronavirus infection.
The White House doctors, as you know, are the best, and they said totally free of spreading. There's no spread.
The president on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures. Joe Biden has events in Toledo and Cincinnati, Ohio today. The confirmation hearing starts this morning for the president's choice to replace Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the Supreme Court. Fox's Jared Halpern.
Judge Amy Coney Barrett and members of the Senate Judiciary Committee will make their opening statements today. Democrats are expected to point out previous statements Barrett made as a law school professor about issues like the Affordable Care Act, abortion, and gun rights. Republicans have pointed to her record in academia and her time as a federal appellate court judge as evidence of her qualifications.
The hearing's expected to go through Thursday. America's listening to Fox News.
Sorry, sir. You're going to need a mask.
Here in my car, people wouldn't believe just how many masks I've got on the floorboard of my car. I got out of my car just to go in the store, but when I got to the door, I left my mask in my car.
Can please ask you to put on a mask? Thank you.
Back to the car with my head hanging down as I dig for my keys on the long walk of shame to my car.
You know, it just occurred to me that when we were having our TV chat today, that should have been one of the things that we've gone back to get is our mask, because we forgot it.
Oh, gosh.
In addition to things that we might have left out of the house.
7 o'clock yesterday morning, I was in a big box store and realized, oh, my God, I'm not wearing my mask. So I ran out of the store and put my mask on.
Just a thought. It is 7:06 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Quick reminder. Lewis Lawn is looking to hire. So if you are looking for work and you want to work with some really terrific people and maybe build it into something long term, stop by 1135 Northeastern Bypass or give a heads up to a friend who's looking. All you really need is a clean record, you know, good driving record, and a nice, sweet disposition. If you're good with people, that's what they're looking for. And you'd be amazed at how hard that is to find. But that's what they insist, because they do such great work with their customers at Lewis Lawn. Again, they're at 1135 Northeastern Bypass near Walter Craig. The number is 244-9191. If you want to call them now, they're open. Open 7 to 5 Monday through Friday at 244-9191. For Denny and the gang at Lewis Lawn.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
No rain on the radar, but the clouds will be stubborn this morning. You can thank Delta for that. Delta is now moving towards the Carolinas, but what's left of it is still causing some clouds here. I think we will gradually work our way into the sun. Be patient. High today around 85. More clouds arrive later on tonight ahead of the first of two cool fronts that arrived this week. Tonight's low 67. The front actually moves through tomorrow morning, so we'll see some clouds early and then improvement later on in the day with a high around 84. Down to 55 by dawn Wednesday. That's our first stage of cooler air. Then the second cool front arrives by late Thursday night. And I'll tell you what, that's got some nice air. Timing is everything. It's going to make for a good weekend. How about mid-40s by first thing on Saturday morning and a beautiful fall weekend ahead? Right now this morning, cloudy skies, 71 at 7:08.
Whether you're in the market for a car, truck, or SUV, it's a Better Buy at Brubaker. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime. It's betteratbrubaker.com.
Lots was going on this weekend. Some of us were watching radar and watching for possible tornadoes. Fortunately, we didn't have any here, but they had some problems in Georgia. And unusual weekend for football as far as lots of upsets. You know, it seems like the weekend is when plumbing becomes an issue, right? I mean, you know, the worst possible time to get a leaky faucet, a busted toilet, a broken pipe. But at Plumbing by Lucar, they're ready to take care of you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They never charge overtime, regardless of when you call. And that used to be an issue with me because I dealt with several plumbing concerns over the years since I had that house from the late 90s. And, oh, my gosh, now Plumbing by Lucar, it is easy. It's a no-brainer for me now. 264-9666 is the phone number. I got the whole house plumbing inspection. That's nice because it's great peace of mind. Like, if you're going to be taking a trip out of town, you want to know that there's something not that huge that's about to happen to your plumbing, and you come home to a flood. Oh, my gosh, how miserable would that be? So get the whole house plumbing inspection, and they'll fix it before it becomes a major problem. Plumbing by Lucar, 264-9666, or visit them on the web, acbylucar.com. Click on the plumbing tab, Alabama certification number 84417.
Maestro, can I have some irony music, please?
An old man turned 98. He won the lottery and died the next day from a severe paper cut from his lottery ticket. It's a black fly in your Chardonnay. That was specifically purchased to repel black flies.
This whole thing is like a sequence of ironies. I was looking for something ironic because I never heard the story before. It was not on the day Lincoln died or any of the stuff that's been out.
What are you finding?
Abe Lincoln had a Confederate $5 bill in his pocket when he was assassinated.
Huh.
Why is that ironic? Whose face is on the five now? Why did he have a $5 Confederate bill? He picked it up as a souvenir.
From from the office of the other president.
He'd gone to Virginia. Doesn't right. say exactly where he got it, but he yeah. found it and kept it as a souvenir. Yeah. How about that?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
All right, sports fans.
Yeah, he was in Jeff Davis's office and sitting at the desk there, and he probably picked up one.
Trivia time.
Yep.
Which team did Harry Caray spend the most time broadcasting baseball games for?
I want to say the White Sox.
White Sox.
I can't even venture a guess.
You know who that is?
I mean, I know. Yeah, yeah. Well,
this was Harry Caray.
Yeah, yeah, Harry Caray. I was thinking of
it's either the Cardinals, the Cubs, or the White Sox.
For whatever reason, I was thinking of the other guy who did that. His name escapes me now.
Jimmy Kersall.
No. Famous sports broadcaster for the guy who did John Lennon's death.
Howard Cosell.
Yeah. That's who I was thinking of, and I just couldn't think. You know, there's only one other team. Cubs. You'd have to go with Cubs or White Sox.
It's going to be White Sox.
White Sox.
Cardinals,
huh?
Harry Caray was with them for 25 years.
Wow.
And the story as to why he left.
Well, he was hitting on
the owner's wife.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gussie Bush's wife.
Yeah.
Because God knows, Harry Caray, you think of Harry and you think, man, he must have had women crawling all over him.
I don't know that.
My mother-in-law from my first marriage used to. We'd have the game on, and this is when Harry was doing the White Sox.
Mm-hmm.
Broadcasting the White Sox the other way sounds so crass. Anyway, she used to say, how come he's always cursing on TV? I said, what are you talking about? He's always talking about the bitch. And that was just after three or four beers into a game, his diction became so loose.
That it sounded like,
here's a bitch. And that's what she heard.
Yeah, he was lit by the seventh inning for sure.
She's the same woman, by the way. I've told this story before, too. When the Shocking Blue had the number one hit, Venus,
right?
She said it sounded like something else. What's the song? You know, I hear on the radio, why are they singing about that? Wonderful woman. Estelle Dulesky, you were a goddess. It is 7:13, local news. And yeah, I got a convoluted intro for Random Facts. Of course, it's Monday, isn't it?
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A Butler County Sheriff's deputy is recovering after being hit by a car while responding to an accident on I-65 this weekend. The Sheriff's Office tells us the driver left the scene. They were driving a Buick Enclave. Some Montgomery Public School bus drivers say they're concerned about returning to school this week. These drivers tell us they are worried about their safety and the safety of students. The transportation director says that bus seats serve as proper dividers and help socially distance students, according to the CDC. And a Montgomery police officer is facing several charges following a domestic call Friday morning. MPD says 24-year-old Sedaria McWilliams is being charged with domestic violence, assault, and criminal mischief. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
How did Doug Jones get so much done for Alabama? Listen to the folks across Alabama.
We took a chance on Doug Jones.
I knew he was a Democrat.
But he promised to get things done.
And he sure did.
He fought like hell for us farmers.
Senator Jones was essential in helping the cotton industry and their future with getting the seed cotton program passed.
Saved our jobs from trade tariffs.
He stopped Washington from denying survivor benefits to our military widows.
He protected coverage for pre-existing medical conditions.
And our rural hospitals.
Doug Jones worked with everybody.
And got things done for Alabama.
Doug Jones sure earned my vote.
Doug Jones is getting things done for Alabama. Why would we change?
Doug Jones kept his promises, and when disaster struck, he got us the hurricane and tornado relief we needed.
This is Senator Doug Jones, running for re-election to the U.S. Senate, and I approve this message because I'll never quit on the people of Alabama.
Paid for by Doug Jones for Senate.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River. River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
October 12th is International Moment of Frustration Scream Day. Citizens of the world are encouraged to go outside at noon and scream to release their frustrations. You know what frustrates me? Trying to eat my lunch when everyone around me is screaming their fool heads off. Try to enjoy International Moment of Frustration Scream Day.
And now...
I scream, you scream, we all scream for...
Random.
Random facts.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Very nice. That is if Jay doesn't die over here from choking.
I know. Hey, talk to Victoria lately? Asking for a friend.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
Well, you don't remember, you know, they've got a date at Seafood Bistro coming up, or if they haven't already done so.
Well, the weather was not the best
for the
meetup. The venture out for the
I never went on a rainy day date.
Yeah. Doesn't that's work for my hair.
That's the main reason.
I had a delightful Saturday.
I saw you. I was with you part of that day, you know.
Oh, boy.
And I listened to him for at least 2 hours on the network channel.
On the live feed, the live stream.
Yeah. I was listening when you got to the radio station.
Oh, okay. Gave him my rain update. Did you know the secret formula for WD-40, which, by the way, stands for what? Does anybody know?
You've had it before on Random Facts, but...
Weedle Deedle?
No.
Weedle Deedle it out.
What? Water displacement, 40th attempt.
Oh. Yeah. Of course.
Okay.
You knew that.
Yeah. The secret formula for WD-40 is stored in a bank vault, which it has only left twice. Once was when they switched banks and moved it to a different vault.
Oh.
The other was on its 50th birthday. The CEO of WD-40 rode through Times Square on a horse with a suit of armor on and the formula in hand.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
That must have been a big parade.
Okay. It would have been a bigger parade if it was like the Coca-Cola formula or the... Kentucky Fried Chicken ingredients.
That is on this list, and apparently the Kentucky Fried Chicken ingredients have been leaked before. In fact, somebody had them here, and I was trying to find out what it was. It's a lot of stuff. Anyway, on that list of trade secrets.
Yeah.
It's 11 herbs and spices.
Coca-Cola's herbs. On there.
Yeah.
The formula for Dr. Pepper is on there. WD-40. KFC.
Supposedly.
Bush's Baked Beans.
Supposedly on the Coca-Cola one. Is that the one where only some people only know part of it? In other words, you know, it's on a need-to-know basis. It's really wild.
There's a formula. Only a small handful of people know the formula at any time.
Yeah.
There was an entire episode of This American Life devoted to unraveling the secret.
Yeah.
Let's see, the original formula isn't the only secret that may be of value on the black beverage market. In 2007, employees were caught trying to sell samples of a new Coca-Cola beverage to its biggest competitor, Pepsi.
Wow, corporate espionage.
Yeah.
Remember when the guy that owned Pepsi came in with hat in hand to the guy in Coca-Cola, and he wanted to sell the company?
Right.
And the guy from Coca-Cola arrogantly said no, he could have bought Pepsi out.
Great decisions in business history.
Yep. Did you know of a man named Hans Heyer?
Hans?
Yeah, Hans Heyer. He managed to sneak onto the grid at the 1977 German Grand Prix. He had failed to qualify for that, but somehow he made it into the final race by sneaking onto the grid. Nobody noticed this until his gearbox broke down on lap 10. This would give him credit of being the only man in Formula One history to be awarded a... Did not qualify from the previous to get onto this race. Did not finish, because he didn't finish that race. And a disqualification all in the same race.
Bad day.
Yeah.
I would say so.
Did you know in 1881, an Egyptian obelisk named Cleopatra's Needle was erected in New York City's Central Park? was actually sold to New York City after one. I think there was another one that was put in London. It's on the Thames. Anyway, a capsule beneath the obelisk holds the 1870 census, a Bible, a Webster's Dictionary from the time, the complete works of Shakespeare, and a guide to Egypt, as well as a copy of the Declaration of Independence.
That's pretty cool.
That's all buried underneath the Cleopatra obelisk?
Yeah, Cleopatra's Needle. Hmm. It's in New York's Central Park.
They're probably going to start selling all that stuff pretty soon.
Because, probably so.
Yeah. New York's going to have a garage sale. They are so underwater.
The mayor is out of town, and we are going crazy.
If you look at the inscription on the obelisk, it'll tell you how old it is, because it says, well, it doesn't say this, but reading it, you can understand that it was one of two obelisks that was commissioned around 1450 BC to commemorate Pharaoh somebody the third's 30th year of reign. Each was carved from a single slab of quarried rose granite. 1450 BC.
Amazing they were able to do that in 1450 BC, but mm-hmm. they really hadn't conceived of things like indoor plumbing and that sort of stuff yet, you know?
It was all about honoring the gods, or the kings, really, who they perceived as gods anyway. Did you know Linda Blair fractured her spine while she was filming The Exorcist in 1973? This later would go on to give her scoliosis. She was rigged to a mechanical bed that shook her so violently she broke her back.
Wow.
The shot was used in the final film, and her screams of pain in that particular scene are real.
In what movie again?
The Exorcist.
Oh.
You know, the one where the with the green pea soup and all.
How many other Linda Blair movies do you know?
I'm thinking of
she did a couple of racy movies after her Exorcist days.
Well, I'm just thinking of, never mind. when they're walking out of the movie, this was in Naked Gun.
Oh, yeah, Platoon.
They're laughing.
Like they just had the time of their lives. Yes.
We going up on a break?
Yeah, how many you get left?
I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Do one more now.
One more now. Did you know the original creator of Casper the Friendly Ghost sold the rights to Paramount for a one-time payment in 1939 of $175?
Oh, man. So when we see that annoying Casper the Ghost Geico commercial.
Oh, yeah.
Where he's stuffing his face full of popcorn and talking with his mouth full. Paramount's getting that money. Not the guy. Oh, man. Not a very good deal.
The difference is that, and everybody thinks, wow, he could have sold it for millions, but this was in 1939. Casper likely wouldn't have been what it was had Paramount not done what it did with it.
Right.
So, in other words,
he may not have made money on it in his lifetime.
Yeah, there's no telling that it would have been as big as it was. Coming up on Random Facts, we're going to talk about the pirate accent.
Arr.
A flight that took place August 24th, 2001, Transat Flight 236. And what was so special about that, you probably watched it on Air Disasters or whatever that show is. Jack-o'-lanterns, we'll talk about those. One of the Titanic survivors, Eddie Van Halen, and we'll also discuss Yellowstone National Park.
A good idea on this TR Observation Day. It is 7:24. Today is the 12th. That means you have 19 days left to get your camcorder videos that you've been hanging on to forever. And for good reason. There's stuff on them that you want to preserve. I was going through my transferred DVDs last night, and man, that was such a walk down memory lane. It was great. Janelle's make-believe wedding at age 6. I'm so glad that I had that done. You probably have tapes just like that sitting in a box somewhere, and you keep meaning to do it. Well, I'm trying to create some urgency here, because if you want those back in time for Christmas and holiday viewing with the family, you need to get them to Dan Black Studios by November 1. Why not today? Call them at 279-6036. Mention you're a News Talk listener so you get that 50% discount on camcorder video transfers to DVD or flash drive from Dan Black Studios. 35 years of experience, a full-service production company. They can also do 8mm, 60mm film transfers, slides, photos, anything that's in the process of decaying. Save it before it's gone forever. Go to danblackstudios.net or again call 279-6036.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, we got our fingers crossed for a pretty uneventful day today. Being Columbus Day, the state workers are not in the traffic mix this morning. So we've got light to moderate conditions all over the city, including I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. No accidents reported into us so far. Buckle up, be safe, and we'll keep you updated. Don't miss out on the great Toyota Tacoma truck buys at Reinhardt Used Car Super Center. 18, 19, and 20 models, two- and four-wheel drive. It's all at Reinhardt Used Car Super Center on the East Boulevard. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at brubaker.com.
There's never been a better time to enjoy the sanctuary and the safety of the outdoors. Wiley Rosa Fish and Feather Club can be your retreat. Three lakes, campsites, walking trails, picnic areas, not to mention the exciting hunting and fishing opportunities. The best of Alabama outdoors, only 15 minutes from Victory Land. Daily guests welcomed and memberships available. Please call Wiley Rosa Fish and Feather Club at 334-485-3550. Wiley Rosa Fish and Feather Club, 334-485-3550. 3550.
Shop the Fall Savings Spectacular at Cafco Outlet. Our new selection of Christmas trees, wreaths, ribbons, and ornaments have arrived and are on sale 20 to 50% off the original prices. Save 35 to 75% off on selected home decor and gift items. Take advantage of sale prices on fall ribbons and silk bushes. Wreath makers, we have a tremendous selection of ribbon, mesh, and signs you will love. And new items are arriving daily. Your best deal is at Cafco Outlet, located on the Wetumpka Highway.
Kingback Ranch and Event Center is gearing up for our fall festival, and you're invited. October the 24th from 3 to 8 p.m. There will be fall treats, fun games, contests, and much more. Hook up to your camper or rent a cabin on our 125 acres of rolling hills and lakes, and welcome in the fall. Admission is $7. Kids under 3 are free. The Kickback Ranch Fall Festival, October the 24th from 3 to 8 p.m. Go to kickbackranch.net for more information or call 286-4140.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. If you've been around Montgomery as long as I have, you may recall calling Bernie for all your typewriter needs. Well, we've evolved past typewriters, even though our experienced techs can still fix them. Bernie's now a member of the Xerox Business Solution with offices throughout the Southeast. Bernie is more than just a local copier company you have trusted for over 55 years. We have become specialists in remote worker, learning transition technology, and digital marketing campaigns. Did you know that Xerox provides managed IT services? With over 30 years of nationwide experience delivering industry-leading IT services, we are poised to help your organization get the most value from your technology investment. Whether your focus is printing systems, local network support, or leveraging the power of the cloud, Xerox has the resources and know-how to get your organization on the cutting edge. Give us a call at 271-4750 or on my cell at 201-0199.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Today is October 12th, Old Farmer's Day. I used to know an old farmer. I remember he had an oink oink here, a cluck cluck there. Oh, what was his name? E-I-E-I. Oh, well, happy Old Farmer's Day.
And now, he's no old farmer, but he can use a hoe to dig up a few
random facts.
Whoa. Where does he come up with these?
Did you know the stereotypical pirate accent is a West Country English accent? Mainly because many famous pirates, and mostly because actors who played pirates came from the West Country. And that's where the accent comes from. It's so, all it kind of all goes back to...
So they could have really had a Brooklyn accent, yeah. For all we know.
It all goes back to, what is his name? Hey, Robert Newton.
I'm Vinny the Pirate, all right?
Robert Newton from Disney's Treasure Island in 1950 pretty much...
1950?
Set the stage for that one.
Really?
What was his name again?
Robert Newton.
Okay.
Did you know, on August 24th, 2001, Air Transat Flight 236 lost all of its fuel in midair? The captain, who happened to be a glider pilot as well, then proceeded to glide the Airbus A330 with 306 occupants without any power for 19 minutes, covering about 120 kilometers until landing hard at an airbase with zero casualties.
I've seen that episode on Air Disasters.
I figured, yeah.
And the most amazing part is not only was the landing perfect, nobody hurt, but there were kids. It was an abandoned runway, and kids were bicycling on this thing when they look up and see this giant jet getting ready to set down.
It is. It's amazing footage.
And you know why that happened? Because when they were filling the plane with fuel, they forgot to convert from gallons to liters. So they thought they had put adequate fuel in based on liters, but not gallons.
Oops.
Uh-huh.
That's a stupid mistake.
Did you know that jack-o'-lanterns originated in 19th century Ireland and were said to represent either spirits or supernatural beings and were used to ward off evil spirits? The idea of warding doorways and windows with carvings is called a grotesquerie?
Yes, that's a word.
Yeah. Did you know a Titanic survivor by the name of Alfred Nerney?
What about McNerney?
Nerney. He gave a fake name and purchased an expensive suit in a scheme to get upgraded from second class to first class. And it worked. He ultimately survived the Titanic disaster and was able to tell his story of the fake name and everything else that he gave so that he was Baron Von something to get...
You know who else lied? You know who else lied? Rose. She said her name was Rose Dawson at the end of the movie, and there was no Jack Dawson on that ship. What a bunch of crap. I was so outraged.
Tell us how you really feel about it, Greg.
Actually, they had the movie on one of the cable channels with no commercials. So I wanted to watch it because as dopey as the casting of Leonardo DiCaprio was and as inauthentic as running around in 32-degree water for an hour and a half in your underwear is the authenticity of the sinking of the ship is absolutely amazing.
I get sucked in every time it's on. Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's hard not to.
Did you know that Eddie Van Halen never received royalties or recognition for the guitar solo that is used on Michael Jackson's Beat It? Because that is him.
Really?
Right?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
He did it as a favor and instead asked for two things from Michael Jackson. A case of beer. I'll do it for that. I'll do it on two conditions. You give me a case of beer and you give me dance lessons. Private dance lessons from Michael Jackson.
Man. I don't know, Eddie. I don't know if you got the better end of that deal or not.
Yeah, I know. I think you're right. And finally, did you know that Yellowstone National Park is believed to not just be the first national park in America, but also the first national park in the world?
I've heard that, yeah.
Yeah. And those are your random facts.
Okay, the gang is going to caucus here because we're going to give away a $10 Food Outlet gift card with our pop quiz question coming up. And yes, I did pick up ribeyes yesterday for you guys.
Yay.
Oh, they're beautiful. I mean, perfectly red, marbled on the side, not too much fat. And those will be on the grill maybe tomorrow morning, along with a couple of egg whites. You need to give me a list of things I can buy.
I'm good, man. Don't worry about it.
I do have another box of Cheerios in the car for you.
I appreciate it.
In fact, I'll go down and get them during the next break. Whole boneless pork loin is $1.48. That is such an easy dinner to make. In fact, All you really need is a jar of cricket dust. Okay. If you haven't tried cricket dust yet, it's a seasoning they sell at Food Outlet that goes on so many things, even mac and cheese.
I used it yesterday in a casserole.
That's what I sprinkle. I don't overdo it because when you're grilling ribeyes, that's a meat that has a great natural flavor. You don't want to overdo it, but just a little cricket dust on those. And a pork loin as well, though you might want to put a little bit more on that. And at $1.48 a pound, you can feed the family on like a $2 pork loin very easily and probably have leftovers. And I picked up some Coca-Cola products yesterday because the 12-pack of cans, $3.50. Oh, I didn't get any Bluebell ice cream, but it's there at $4.83 a gallon, and that's all your favorite flavors. Food Outlet on Highway 14 in Millbrook. Food Outlet on Main Street, west of 31 in the Preferred Community, and Food Outlet on Coliseum Boulevard next to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique. Who wins? $10 of shopping there. Let's find out. But first, we need to know today's pop quiz question with Quizmaster Jay.
Earlier in Random Facts, going all the way back to the first one, we were talking about WD-40. It has been stored in a bank vault. And how many times has it left that bank vault?
Ooh, you didn't ask the...
We need that number at 272-9228. 272-9228. First person with the correct answer wins. Everybody else qualifies for the end of the week grand prize drawing, which includes a Clark's Club membership and the works from Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire. 272-9228.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, we are light to moderate all over the city. I-65 and 85 looking good through downtown Montgomery. What little congestion we have at the moment, East South Boulevard from Highway 331 all the way over to West South Boulevard at I-65, and a little incoming traffic on Highway 80 at I-65. That's about it this morning. Buckle up, drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. Chico's Auto Pros has everything for your car, including discounted towing, convenient loaner cars, and an extra $100 value on every repair. Chico's Auto Pros, Atlanta Highway, 239-9510 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Not too many callers we can greet with a sound effect. Well, let's go to cricket.
Good morning, y'all.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How many times has that WD-40 secret recipe, whatever, how many times has it left the vault?
Okay, I may be wrong on this because I just got in the car, but I'm thinking once when the bank changed.
Oh, that was the first time, but that's not the answer.
Twice. Okay. That's what I said, but hey, that's okay, but y'all have a great day.
Okay.
Well, thanks, right, Griffin.
What do we do in this case, Judge?
We go to the next caller and ask the question.
Okay.
We need the number. Steve.
Hey.
Well, good morning.
Hi.
I believe it was twice.
It was when they changed banks, and it's also on that on the 50th birthday he got on a horse or something and
rode down. I don't know why.
Yeah,
I never knew it stood for water displacement though. That was that. Thank you, Jay. I appreciate that because I use WD-40 all the time.
Oh yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? It's one of those all-purpose products, right?
A real quick funny story about it. My dad once heard that you could use it for the arthritis.
What?
And sprayed it on my mother's. Oh yeah, sprayed it on my mother's ankle. Oh my goodness, it was bad.
I bet he slept in the doghouse for a few nights.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
On the arthritis. Yeah. What about the diabetes?
Well, congratulations, you're a winner.
Thank you. All right.
Water displacement 40th attempt.
Hang on. This happy Columbus Day. Since it is Columbus Day, guess what we're going to play?
Truth or Baloney?
Truth or Baloney
on Indigenous
Columbus.
People?
Oh. No. Oh. No. You call the mayor's office if you want to play that game.
Okay.
He'll tell you all. Truth or Baloney. And we will give away a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Walk-On's Bistro and Bar. Game day with a taste of Louisiana. Cajun cuisine, cocktails, and games on the big screen. Walk-On's Bistro and Bar, located on East Chase Parkway in Montgomery.
Not a fun morning out there in that there's some patchy fog in spots, and it's a gray-looking morning. But things will get better. on this Columbus Day, in that the clouds, it's going to be, they're going to be stubborn, but eventually we'll see some improvement, and I think by later on today we will work our way into sunshine with a high temperature up to about 85. Just be patient. More clouds arrive later tonight ahead of the first of two cold fronts this week. Tonight's low over 67. So tomorrow, as the first front moves through the morning, we might have some clouds and then work our way into more sun later on in the day, with the high temperature up to 84 tomorrow, down to 55 on Wednesday morning, and then Wednesday and Thursday are just beautiful. And then the second cold front arrives late in the week, towards, let's say, you know, late Thursday night. And by Saturday morning, we are in the mid-40s for lows, and it's going to be a spectacular fall weekend. Right now this morning, cloudy, foggy in some areas. It's 71 at 741.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with historic low rates. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Remember back on the timeline, you were talking about this being the anniversary of the Chilean miners?
Mm-hmm.
And I knew I had this somewhere. I had to dig deep to find it, but it was from The Daily Show, I think, on the...
They got their miners back, miners back, miners back. They got their miners back, miners back, miners back. They got their miners back, miners back, miners back. Barbecue sauce.
I hadn't heard that in a long time.
Yeah. I've been looking for it for years, and it finally turned up on a search. Sure was...
That was, yeah.
Worth the effort, wasn't it?
Of course it was.
Okay.
Time now for Wingfinger's winning word of the day.
I am so excited.
And the winning word is...
Bob Baumhauer.
Yes, over the next month we will be celebrating the legends of Alabama and Auburn, but we got to start with Bob. 5 years he played for the Bear. Redshirt freshman, 4 years, won national championship, and... has come back to Alabama to build his restaurant empire. And the latest addition is Wing Fingers. So, right, well, Bob Baumhauer, I mean, that's a pretty easy one to remember. Don't take any chances. Sometime between 3 and 6 this afternoon, we'll ask you to be caller 9 to redeem Bob's name for a lunch for two at Wing Fingers, where they've now introduced the Dr. B Burger combo in honor of Dr. Bronner, because they're in the RSA headquarters building.
Yeah, been to his office. It's a really nice office, and it's got a great view.
I don't know if Hot Young Allison still works there, but she was one of my original listeners.
Is that right?
Yeah. And, by the way, if you would like to sample the Dr. B Burger for free, see me Wednesday night at Baumhauer's on the Boulevard when we gather there after happy hour.
Whoa.
And I have an announcement regarding that as well. We're busy with Bob. We got a lot going on. And, boy, has he had his hands full with recovery from Sally. They're still dealing with that down there. So, Bob Baumhauer, write it down. Sometime between 3 and 6, we'll ask you to be caller 7 at 272-9228. If that's you, you are a winner of lunch for two at Wing Fingers Downtown RSA Headquarters Building. That includes your beverage inside and underground parking at the RSA Headquarters Building. At 743, it's your local news. To come back, we have an all-audio edition of Animal Stories today.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A Butler County Sheriff's deputy is recovering after being hit by a car while responding to an accident on I-65 this weekend. The Sheriff's Office tells us the driver left the scene. They were driving a Buick Enclave. A Montgomery police officer is facing several charges following a domestic call Friday morning. MPD says 24-year-old Sedaria McWilliams is being charged with domestic violence, assault, and criminal mischief. And some Montgomery Public School bus drivers say they're concerned about returning to school this week. These drivers tell us they are worried about their safety and the safety of students. The transportation director says that bus seats serve as proper dividers and help socially distance students, according to the CDC. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Are you ready for some football? Whether you yell War Eagle or Roll Tide, if you're fourth and goal, then it's time you call in a special team, Alabama Home Mortgage. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. With a starting lineup like ours, you can rest assured that you are dealing with the MVPs of the mortgage industry here at Alabama Home Mortgage. Do you feel like you're being blocked on every play? Take a timeout and make the call that will change it all. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223, or you can visit our website, alahomemortgage.com, that's alahomemortgage.com, and select the Blink link to get started today. Together, we can create the playbook that will lead to your financial victory. Don't let the clock run out. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223, or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com, that's alahomemortgage.com, to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Businesses across the river region know where to dispose of their commercial waste. Just look for the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them, and just as quickly picked up by our fleet of trucks. Now in our 20th year, Alabama Dumpster Service is known for customer service, plus our wide variety of dumpster sizes and competitive pricing mean dependable, affordable waste removal. Call us today at 334-288-1500 for availability and schedules, or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
It's the best 10 days of fall, the Alabama National Fair, now through the 18th. Today is school day from 9 to 11 with $5 admission for students through grade 12 and $15 wristbands. There's great live music on the outdoor stage and plenty of entertainment with midway shows like the Zerbini Family Circus, sponsored by Tucker's Pecans, Ka-Chunk and the Alligator Shows, sponsored by Don Duckin's All-American Auto and Tire Center, and more. Tuesday is Ladies Night, sponsored by Chappie's Deli, with admission just $2 for everyone with your donation of dog food, cat food, blankets, and towels to the Tri-County Humane Shelter. And ladies, don't miss our Ladies Night giveaway on the outside stage at 8 p.m. Thursday is $2 night when you bring a donation of non-perishable food for the Montgomery Area Food Bank, sponsored by Alpha Farmers Federation and Alpha Insurance. And all rides will be just $2. Garrett Coliseum clear bag policy in effect. All state, local, and CDC requirements strictly enforced. Visit alnationalfair.org or download our free fair app.
The Alabama National Fair.
Presented by the Kiwanis Club of Montgomery, Pepsi, and HMMA.
Duval's Landscapes is your go-to company for anything outdoors. Full-service landscaping, irrigation installation, outdoor lighting and sound systems, retaining walls, paver patios, stone and tile work, privacy fences, water features, and concrete work as well. Not to mention that Duval's does custom outdoor fireplaces, kitchens, and living spaces. They do it all. There's no need to go all over town looking. Duval's staff will come to you and bring your ideas to life. Duval's Landscapes will limit your design to prefabricated, made in a warehouse, outdoor fireplace or kitchen. You can choose brick, stone, concrete, marble, tile, wood, whatever you want to complete your dream design. Visit DuvallsLandscapes.com today or call Monica at 791-4108 and schedule a free on-site visit. Fall is quickly approaching, so it's time to get your home ready for family and friends. Duvall's Landscapes will make it easy for you, offering specials on shrub trimming and pine straw delivery and installation this month only. Call Monica today at 791-4108 or visit DuvallsLandscapes.com.
This is Frank Bertarelli. We'd like to take time out to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their years of help in growing our business. Over 25 years with Zap Pest Control and still growing thanks to Blue Water Broadcasting.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. Call Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Benatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
On
FM, on your smartphone, and online. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Simba! Chase! Everybody's in attendance. It's time for today's edition of Animal Stories.
On the anniversary of this album, by the way.
How about that? True Tales from the Wild King, the Wolfman of the Vocal. Perfect. Absolutely. This is going to be kind of an unusual edition, and then we're going with some audio stories. Starting with this dog. We've heard many different types of dog howls in our years with Animal Stories. This one, though, sounds like a man trapped inside a dog's body. Yeah. Listen.
Oh, man.
Creepy.
Yeah. You hear that in the middle of the night?
You're going to be scared right out of your pants.
No kidding.
Ain't it awful?
Yeah. All right. Latest trend. Cow hugging. It's a Dutch practice called cow hugging where people literally hug cows for hours. The BBC says the cow's warmer body temperature, slower heartbeat, and mammoth size can make hugging an incredibly soothing experience. Here's more.
Cows are very relaxed animals, and they don't fight, they don't get in trouble. You go to the field, and we have some special hugging cows, and you can lay next to her or what you like. People think it's very relaxing.
Well, it's better than cow tipping, which I thought was very cruel.
Yeah.
Yeah, you remember that?
You wouldn't let that happen to you. Givenchy has a new pair of expensive sandals that make your feet look like Scooby-Doo paws. That's an Animal Story, right? Scooby-Doo?
I guess so.
Here's an episode of the Drawn Together show of saying, "Oh, no, you didn't." Worst dog voice ever. This story is terrible. A guy started filming a woman on the street because he didn't like the way she was handling a puppy she was carrying around. She probably has mental health issues because when she noticed this, she threw the puppy at the man.
Oh, my God.
You're kidding me.
The dog immediately ran to him, not her, and he refused to give it back, so he kept it and posted a follow-up video of it running around and playing.
Is that your dog?
Come here. The dog wanted
Whoa,
out.
Whoa, back up. This is not your dog. This is not your dog no more. I got video of everything.
You're so happy now? Can I get that tail? Oh, my God.
That's a strange story, but
a happy ending.
Yep.
And those are your Animal Stories for today. It is 7:52. Guess what we're going to play on this Columbus Day holiday?
Truth or Baloney?
Correct. Yeah, I should redo that. I think we did that back in, like, 2007.
Is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
Who do you remember the voices on that?
I could name some. There was Mike, and there was Ben and CJ, I think, and a whole bunch of people who worked for us many years ago. Mm-hmm. In that, and we'll do it a little bit later, because that one we have to really put, especially on a Monday where a lot of people are off here in our government town. Mm-hmm. 7:53. So, remember the Darna Fargo song? It's kind of corny, but the happiest girl in the whole USA.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That song came to mind when I saw Rosie's reaction to her finished repair at Montgomery Paint and Body.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Again, you know, good as new, maybe better. But that's cute. But it is the outcome you can depend on with them. That's a fact. Whether it's severe damage, cosmetic damage, a few parts need to be hammered out or replaced, whatever it is, big or small, the whole body effort goes in at Montgomery Paint and Body.
Or texting Donnie on the weekend and having him help me out.
Yeah, you had a crisis on Saturday morning. This is MPB. It's Extraordinary Customer Service, and it's also a place that is dedicated in a business ethic. Good as new, maybe better. That's a bumper-to-bumper approach. and the restoration, or as Seth Spotlow calls it, the restoration of your car. So when you, they would prefer you never have to call them, because that means you've been in an accident or your car's been damaged. But when you need them, you'll be very glad they're an option. MPB 27 wreck with a W on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane, 7:55.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are light to moderate all over the city, with a couple of exceptions. A little busy on 231 out of Wetumpka into Montgomery, Atlanta Highway at Federal Drive, and at Madison Avenue into Montgomery. A little busy now. Also, some congestion around Baptist and Alpha on the East South Boulevard. No accidents into us. Buckle up, drive carefully, and have a wonderful Columbus Day. Create your own deal and buy your new Toyota online at ReinhartToyota.com. You can visit the showroom or buy online at ReinhartToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs. From our dealership to your driveway, shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Who's ready?
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
The game is called
Truth or Baloney.
Now, I would think we would have eager participation on this one because it's all about Columbus Day. Truths or fictions about Columbus. And I need a contestant at 272-9228. 272-9228.
So I haven't heard any more news about Columbus, Ohio changing their name. What was the name?
Remember, they were going to rename the whole damn country back in May. Insanity.
I forget what they were going to name the city of Columbus.
I've been checking products at the store to see if, you know, some are gone, sadly.
Yeah.
Some are not. Mm-hmm. But I thought of it last night because I was looking at, I glanced at the NFL scores. And I noticed there's a big yellow W now where the Redskin logo used to be.
Right, the Washington football team.
It's the Washington football team. And hasn't that really been a healing movement for,
I feel better.
Yeah, me too. Every day I wake up, thank God they're not doing that anymore. So 272-9228. I don't want to have to whip out the heavy artillery.
I'm begging you.
But I'm begging you. I need one contestant. Well, more than one can play. I mean, we are equipped for that. But the first one in is the one that has the big advantage. So I'm going to give you 1 minute. And
before he starts playing electric toothbrushes.
Oh, I have a new form of torture music. I just found it this morning while I was uploading audio for this morning's show.
Will you be at the parade downtown this, later on?
News Talk, who's this?
For the
what?
It's, you know, the traditional parade downtown.
Yeah.
Will you be there? Because you're representing who?
Sticks.
No, you're representing the press, right?
Oh, the
media.
I forgot. Media here. Cricket didn't win the pop quiz question, so she can play and win.
Truth or baloney?
Hi, Cricket.
How are you?
You may have competition.
I'm good.
You may have competition here in a second, but you're first one in, which means you can make one mistake and still be in the game.
Oh, that's good, because my history needs polishing up, but I will try anyway.
They're rewriting it anyway, so.
Yeah, that's true.
that's true.
What may have been a correct answer today will be wrong next year. All right, statement one.
So confused.
Columbus Day is celebrated on Christopher Columbus's birthday. Columbus Day is celebrated on Christopher Columbus's birthday. Is that truth or baloney?
Truth.
No, losing, guys. Sorry.
It was the day that they spotted.
This is one of the rare years where they're actually celebrating the day on the actual anniversary of Columbus and his crew spotting land in
Monday.
The Bahamas. They thought they were in Asia.
Right. The Spice Islands.
You're still in the game, so don't give up, Cricket. We go to James. James, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey. I'll read you a statement. You tell me whether you think it's truth or baloney. Columbus crossed the Atlantic Ocean 3 times total. Again, Columbus crossed the Atlantic Ocean 3 times total. Truth or baloney?
3 times. Truth.
I believe you're right. That's not right?
No,
not
closing, right. Guys. Sorry.
4 times?
The real answer is 10.
10.
He took 4 trips between 1492 and 1502. If you count each way across, that's 8 times. Two other happened after he died. His remains were moved from Spain to the Dominican Republic in 1542.
I didn't know that.
Then back to Spain in 1899. All right, but you're still in the game, so don't go away.
And then...